7:45 on a Saturday means it's time for another wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this fine day?
It is a yes. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hope you and all the folks at Haskell's are as well. And here we are, almost at Thanksgiving. Is going to be 55 today and tomorrow.
That is just brilliant. And you know, to sidetrack the wine chat for a moment, my son just got back from college, and it was kind of a nice pat on the back when we're trying to figure out what kind of magic meal to make him when he gets off the plane. And, you know, we always talk about ribs, and that's exactly what he wanted. He sounded like Homer Simpson when I said to him, hey, how about some ribs? And you just heard him, ooh. And so we made those. And we changed pace because, you know, usually you and I talk about having a great Malbec with it. But we threw in, I changed it up a little bit and served a Shiraz with it. And, man, that was just a wonderful, powerful wine made by this company called Touring, which at one point was the most sought after Australian wine. Now I still haven't figured out why the Australian wines fell in such disfavor. But if you want to change up from your rib selection, like we always talk about, and move away from the Malbecs, I highly recommend picking up some Shiraz, because, oh boy, it was a match made in heaven.
Oh, I think a Shiraz would be great with ribs. I'd probably have drunk that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got full flavor and a little bit of spice on the finish. Just fantastic. I didn't go over the top on spice as far as heat, but just all the other classic spices on the ribs. It was wonderful. And, you know, it is kind of odd talking about ribs right before Thanksgiving. But I had to say, I felt like one of those screenagers is what my wife calls them, because I had to take a picture of it, put it on Instagram. They came off the grill, so it looked so well.
All right. I think that may be in order for tonight's dinner here. You got me thinking. What else can we chat about today?
Well, you know, obviously we have the big, bad holiday of Thanksgiving coming up. And, you know, that and 4th of July are hands down my two favorite holidays. You know, it's all about sitting around, getting together, eating. You know, with Thanksgiving, you have a football game on. You know, it's just a wonderful way. You don't have to worry about presents. There's no stress. There's a little stress as far as, you know, making sure the turkey comes out right and all that. But, I mean, it really isn't that much stress. And the great part about it is people getting together, being thankful for what you have. But it's an odd statistic, Denny. About half of the households in the United States do not consume alcohol on a regular basis or at all. But on Thanksgiving, it's about 75% of the households have wine on the table, which is pretty amazing. I mean, that's just a dire switch. And on Wednesday, usually, historically, is our largest single bottle volume day in the whole entire year, because people are always, you're going over to someone's house, you grab a little bottle of wine, you know, as the welcome gift or whatever. But for some reason, historically, for Thanksgiving, everybody served a little bit of wine on the table for whatever reason. You know, it's not really a beer holiday or a mixed drink, but with all those good things that people have on the table, it always went well with wine. And one of the wines that we recommend so much and have such a great history with is a Vouvray. Now, Vouvray comes from the Loire Valley, and the Loire Valley is arguably the largest wine region in all of France, because it's all based on the largest river in France, and it cuts France basically in half from about, say, Burgundy all the way out to the Atlantic Ocean. And inside that trek, there's multiple villages, there's multiple towns, multiple cities to do that. It's really a breadbasket of the winemaking industry as far as what they can produce. And, I mean, they have a wide range of varietals in the Loire Valley, whether it is a Cabernet Franc, whether it's Chenin Blanc, whether it's even, they make a little Pinot, there's even a little Cab, there's Merlot, there's a little bit of everything grown there, depending on the district and the town. But one of our favorites is Vouvray. Vouvray is a wonderful district just east of the town of Tours. It is a splendid setup, and it makes a grape varietal that's called Chenin Blanc. Now, Chenin Blanc is a softer grape varietal, isn't as big and robust as Chardonnay. They don't expose it to, there's a few guys exposing it to oak, but generally once it's produced and done, they get it out to market right away. As far as the history of Vouvray, it's not as sexy as, say, Burgundy or Bordeaux. You know, Bordeaux has the wonderful estates, and Burgundy has the rich history of, you know, thousands of years of making it. They've been making wine for there for quite a while, but for some reason, for years and years, it was just more of a side project for people. And it really wasn't until about the 15th century that Dutch traders started, you know, building up that trade where they would take the wines from Bouveret and then sell them to London or Rotterdam or around. And it is interesting, the history of wine, as far as what power in Europe has what influence where, who won what war, and that usually is what wine they were doing. So the Dutch had some influence as far as really ramping it up to make it a proper industry. Again, they always made wine there, and it's usually credited to the churches that were in and around that area, you know, making sacramental wine. But the Chenin Blanc grape varietal is so terrific for the Thanksgiving meal because it's a little bit rounder. Yes, you could even say it's a little bit sweet on your palate, a little bit round, kind of melon notes to it. But once you swallow it, it goes bone dry. And that's where it makes it, it matches so well with that turkey, because turkey has a little bit of sweetness as far as the white meat is concerned. And then, it, you know, especially on the breast meat and things like that, it's a little bit on the dry side as well. So it's just a match made in heaven. It doesn't overpower the turkey. It kind of goes and glides right along with that meal. So one of my favorites is Bouveret Voltaire. We sourced this through this fellow named Bill Bolter. Bill is about 97 years old, so I guess it's a testament of drinking good wine and selling good wine that keeps you old and spry. He used to be Alexis Lachine's right-hand man way back, you know, in the 70s, as far as making sure Alexis behaved himself. But Bill has got us this arrangement with Bouveret Voltaire for the last 45 years, and we are proud to say we have it. It's ready to go. Very inexpensive, about $14 a bottle. But again, it goes so well with that turkey dinner as far as just a little bit of sweetness, a little bit round flavor. You know, sometimes people get scared with that word sweetness, but it's a little bit more round. But once you swallow that, it just vanishes as far as being a nice, dry wine. There's a few other expressions of Bouveret that we do have as far as, you know, the Val Fouché, the Bouveret Lely, but the Bouveret Voltaire is probably the winner in that stable. Another grape or another area would be Saumur, which is very close to a little bit further west. Now, they make a Chenin Blanc. Now, this one's a little bit more on the bone dry side. So if you are a little scared to try a little bit rounder, more voluptuous wine, Saumur is another Chenin Blanc that its expression is nice and dry. And those Loire wines are great. And on the red side, I'd always recommend a Pinot Noir. Really, with the Thanksgiving dinner, whatever your red wine favorite is, go ahead and do it. There isn't any right or wrong because there's so many things on your tablescape that goes on. You know, there's the turkey, there's a dressing, there's a gravy and all that kind of, there's all kinds of things going on around there. So with that, I would always recommend probably a Pinot Noir. Like we've said many times on this show, Denny, that Pinot Noir is so universal. It goes so well with things. We just got this one in called Inara, which is a blend of three different counties, Santa Barbara, Monterey, and Sonoma. And if you remember our tours through Sonoma, they make wonderful Pinot Noirs there. Mm-hmm. But the Inara is just fantastic. Easy, approachable. You put it on the table. And so you have these great wines on the table, and you can just sit down, exhale a little bit. The turkey is out. You sliced it up. Hopefully your football team is winning, and you can just enjoy a great feast.
Well, I recall my first experience because your dad having that Bouveret Voltaire. And ever since then, when we visit family out of town who are hosting Thanksgiving, I always bring kind of what you said, so maybe I'm doing the right thing for once. I bring a bottle of Bouveret Voltaire and a Pinot in case they're serving maybe ham as well. So I think I'm right on the money there.
Well, you know, we are your spiritual advisor, Denny, so we'd love to make sure that you show up. But again, the Bouveret, and it plays so well with everybody. You know, there are people who won't admit it maybe out loud that like a rounder, sweeter wine, but then there's all the people who, you know, refuse to drink a sweet wine. They only like it dry, and they're always amazed that all of a sudden you taste that. You get a little bit of best of both worlds. Doesn't overpower you, and then literally at the end of the night, you look back and you're like, well, we probably should have had two or three of those Uber races. Everybody seems to enjoy quite a bit.
Well, you're breaking up a little bit there on your cell phone. I think
oh, no.
I think you'll be all right. It's like, don't move. That sounds good.
If I'm good right now, okay, I'll stop moving. In our neighborhood, we are in a weird hollow that sometimes cell connection can be a little bit weird. So I
No, you're sounding good. You're sounding good now.
Oh,
well, we've
perfect.
Got a couple of minutes to go, Ted.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Maybe we did lose him a little bit. There you are.
I did move, I promise.
I'm not moving.
How are we doing now?
No, I think you're okay now. Let's
standing still. I'm the Tin Man full of rust now, so we'll hopefully get some good vibes here. But you know, with that, there's so many different things that you can do as far as that, and then even you know, with there's some dessert wines. We have a wonderful Vin Santo that comes from Italy that would go well with those dessert wines. You know, usually at the end of the meal, everybody's kind of tired or whatever, you could do that, or get one of those cream liqueurs, whether it's a Bailey's, whether it's a Heritage Hills bourbon cream, to put a little bit in the coffee and enjoy your desserts, because that's always the best part about Thanksgiving. You know, after you have that huge feast, you have those wonderful desserts, and those two wines, especially the Vin Santo, can go so well with a chocolate dish or especially apple pie. A wonderful wine to play with that. So, I mean, it is definitely a bounty and a great time to enjoy wines and to have a feast and enjoy your family and friends.
Well, what I'm trying to think in our last minute or so here, some folks enjoy ham even at Christmas. Some people like turkey. What about some other fowl? What do people eat that's not turkey?
Well, you know, I hear a lot of different things. I mean, I heard one fellow on the sales floor say, to hell with it, I'm going to have a tomahawk steak. Then you hear other people just say, you know what, I don't like turkey. I'm going to go and do a pulled pork and smoke something. So it's really, you know, the whole world is your oyster as far as that. Other things are concerned. If you're going to do other fowl like game, you know, whether it's a duck or things like that, you know, again, those are a little bit more robust flavor than the turkey. So you probably want to stick to more reds on if you're going to do other fowl like that. You know, some people that very rare do rabbit. That's a dish that people are scared away from. But, you know, again, you want something a little bit more on the bolder side with those because they're game. So I'd recommend, you know, a little southern Rhone wine like a Gigondas if you're going to do those gamey type things.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more robust.
So good idea. Well, Ted, we've got to run, but tell folks about Haskell's been around a long time.
You are correct. We have been doing this for 91 years. We can't make the meal for you, but we can definitely make it memorable. And we have a Haskell's all around town to take care of all your Thanksgiving needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekend. We have a Haskell's across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center in Minnetonka. Haskell's in St. Paul, right in Highland Village. Haskell's in Bloomington, right in Lowman's Plaza. If you're out west, stop by Haskell's right in downtown Excelsior. There's also a Haskell's in White Bear Lake, Stillwater, down in Faribault as well. Or if you're headed on north, stop by the Haskell's in Plymouth right on Rockford Road, or swing by the Haskell's Superstore right in Maple Grove, 20,000 square feet, to make your Thanksgiving a wonderful, wonderful experience. And if you can't do any of that, stop by Haskell's.com 24/7. We'll take care of your needs. We'll even deliver it for you. And we just want to wish all the listeners out there a very, very happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Ted, and to you and your family and the Haskell's family as well. Let's talk 1 week from today.
I look forward to our notes and records of what we had together and what our feasts were.
Outstanding. Thank you, Ted. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.